What has brought more fear to the refugees in Mukbundu is again the invasion of armed men in the camp. That was on the 23rd of June. On the 23rd of June, gunmen entered the camp and looted things of the refugees, foodstuff, money, mobiles, etc. So this has given more fear to the refugees, such that some are trying to escape far away from the camp. Some individuals are saying that it is better for them to go back if that is the condition. But
yes. That is the next question. Unconfirmed report is saying that the refugees have decided to go through the bush back to Congo, some who are from Congo. How reliable is this information, Mr. Zizi?
If there are people who have gone through the bush to Congo, these are few individuals. Otherwise, after the second operation, the government has sent force to the camp to be patrolling around the camp and around the villages in Mukbundu. So the security situation is normal. The police are also reinforced. Not only that, the Ministry of Local Government has brought an idea of community police. These community police are those who are within the same locations where they are, but they are trained to monitor the security situation in those places where they are. It has also proved itself that the last event which happened on the 23rd were not really the rebels. It is a group of bandits, a group of looters who have guns and they are trying to harm people on the roads and also in places like the camp.
Yeah, this recurring insecurity has created fear in the refugees. As refugees affairs, how are you trying to convince the refugees that the security situation is going to be normal and they are safe?
Yes. I will not only talk to the refugees, but the refugees will have to see something being done practically for their security. That is to say, I have agreed with the concerned security personnel, the people concerning security, are ready to do the really protection of refugees and the host community around. And as I'm now talking, I will be leaving for Mukbundu tomorrow to be there for not less than 2 days with the refugees to monitor the situation and also talk to them.
Yes, you said actually during the first attack, there was some exchange of fire between the armed men and the forces on the ground. Was there any casualty, Mr. Zizi?
There was no casualty on both sides, according to the security report. Unless somebody might have been wounded and then gone with the gun wound.
Thank you, Mr. Zizi. We shall keep following it up with you as you go on the ground.
Yes, it is my concern and the concern of the government to see to it that refugees have to be protected. We have refugees. We have South Sudanese who are outside the country, who are in Uganda, who are in Kenya, in Sudan, in Egypt, and so on. So they are being catered for. They are being protected. We also here as a government, we have to protect the refugees who are with us. And it is very unfortunate to the rebels to come and invade the refugee camp. If there is a meaningful fight, they want to fight for a reason, I don't think that refugee camp should be targeted in this circumstance.